Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think he'll add, he being Ben Cherington, he'll add maybe some little pieces here and there, but I don't really think the Pirates are going to go out and get a Luis Robert or trade for 2 months of Pete Alonso or, you know, Vladimir Guerrero for a couple of years. It's just not their MO. And frankly, I don't think that Cherington has the budget to do it. I don't know if it's not so much he doesn't have the wherewithal or the, you know, the intestinal fortitude to pull off a big trade like that, but that just hasn't been their MO in 5 years. I mean, he's yet to really make a splash move. So I think that'll be one of those things where, you know, they push it down the road another year.
I'm looking at the Pirates payroll right now. It's $85 million. We know it was roughly $100 million back in 2015. And then after that season, they, you know, tried to keep the window open and made some curious moves, and they didn't add enough, but they still had that payroll up to $100 million. There was the Jonathan Neese, Neil Walker deal, and all that stuff, right? But they've been at the $100 million mark before. It's a different era now, a decade later in Major League Baseball. We talked about the salary cap in the NFL, which was roughly $116 million back in 2008, and it's now $255 million. There's inflation. $100 million now is not what $100 million was back then. Mm-hmm. It'd be more like $150 million now. But I don't know that I agree with John Parato that they won't do something. In 2018, they traded for Chris Archer. In 2011... before they were actually even good, they went out and they got Ryan Ludwig. They went out and got Derek Lee. In 2013, they got Marlon Byrd. They got Justin Morneau. In, I think it was 2014, might have been 15. Everything gets jumbled together. They got Jay Happ at the deadline, and he was one of the best starting pitchers in the second half of the Major League Baseball season. I don't know that they're not going to try to add to this roster. You can throw the word cheap around. People do. Pirates fans do. They don't like the nature of this organization, and they have gripes, rightfully so, with the economics of Major League Baseball and small market clubs and all that jazz. But when the Pirates have needed to make moves in recent years where they've been around playoff contention, they actually have. I don't know what Ben Cherington's going to do, because Ben Cherington was not the general manager, but the ownership was the same and they actually did go for it.
That's exactly where I was going to go with it. Like, I think that we need to do maybe a little study on Cherington and his time. Where was he at? Boston?
Mm-hmm.
And one at Boston. He was there 5 years, I believe, at Boston. Like, if I don't know if we could really find the deep details of this, but what moves did he make during that period of time, and when the timing of it? Did he make those moves? And you could say that the Pirates have done it before, and I agree, and the ownership is the same, but it really comes down to Cherington. Like, what is his feel? What is his track record? How does he operate during times like this? When maybe the Red Sox, and I mean, obviously I can't remember or don't even really know, maybe the Red Sox were in a similar situation at some point during his GM tenure in Boston. And what did he do then? Because I think that that'll be very telling if they are going to make a move or not. Maybe, you know, they have in the past, okay? But what is he going to do? Because he at the end of the day, is going to make the moves. He doesn't have the you know, he has a certain budget. We know that, but he is going to be the operator here. And we got to figure out if he's ever been in a situation like this before to kind of give us a tip to if he's going to do something.
Can I add something about Charrington?
Please do.
So I see that he was involved in some of the, I guess, some of the worst trades in Red Sox history. Mm. He signed, or he traded for Adrian Gonzalez that 1 year and got Carl Crawford, and they ended up all getting traded with Josh Beckett to the Dodgers. And then in 2015, he was criticized for acquiring Yoenis Cespedes, who didn't really do anything with the Red Sox, and he was also responsible for signing Hanley Ramirez, who ended up trying to play the outfield and absolutely bombed doing that.
But whether it works or not is different than going for it.
True.
Because
yes.
Getting Chris Archer in hindsight was a horrendous move and one of the worst trades in Pirates history, but the Buccos did go for it. They won a World Series in Boston. That, though, is a lot of deals that Ben Charrington did make. Whether they work or not, okay.
Right.
I mean, lick your finger, put it up in the wind, and just see what happens there, but you go for it or not?
To side with him a little bit, though, too, after he made all those big deals, he kind of cleaned house with them, and I think used a lot of the prospects like Mookie Betts that was coming up and developing to end up winning a championship in 2018, you know, acquiring Chris Sale, all that stuff.
No, you're right about all of that, and then Boston underwent this change where, like, when Mookie Betts left, it was this big shock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wait a second, we're the Boston Red Sox. We usually pay for those guys. And they didn't want to spend, and they didn't want to go over that luxury tax threshold. So it wasn't just a Ben Charrington thing. In and around that era, it was a change in the direction of the way the organization wanted to operate. I don't know what's going to happen. I am not one to not criticize ownership here with the Pittsburgh Pirates, but to say that Charrington's only going to operate in his budget and then throw some of the shade like John Parrotto did at ownership, I don't think that that's fair. Like, if Ben, in this instance, like, if Ben Charrington doesn't make a trade, like, you need to hold him accountable for it.
Yes.
Like, people need to be mad at Ben Charrington, not just the owner, who's the guy that everybody wants to get mad at all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Because we have seen, yes, with a different general manager, the Pirates did go for it at the deadline, and they went for it in a way where you gave up two really good players with a ton of talent in Austin Meadows and Tyler Glasnow and Shane Boz, and they went after a guy who had had some diminishing numbers in the AL East those previous couple of years. So we know that that's what happened with the current owner. So if they don't do something at this deadline, I don't think you can just conveniently throw it all at that guy's feet. He can be part of the criticism, fine, but you know, Ben Charrington's a big boy, and he can find a way here to do some stuff and it not have to break the bank either.
Well, he's going to have to get creative. Like, he's going to really have to earn his money, because you know, I think that we all believe that he doesn't want to part ways with prospects. Like, that's what I believe. I feel like he's real stern and, like, we're not going to give away our top prospects. And if you give away your top prospects, that's what you're going to get back in return, is something pretty decent. That's kind of how it works, right? So he's going to have to actually get creative if they're actually going to make a move, and he's going to stick to his guns of not giving away prospects.
Yeah, and so we played John Parrotto. Noah Hiles wrote a nice piece, which we can get into at some point in the Post-Gazette. Realistic trade targets for the Pirates. Ambitious trade targets for the Pirates. And I didn't hear any of this, but he went on with Pony for an extended amount of time yesterday. Hiles did. And he said he doesn't think the Pirates are going to give up top 10 prospects. So it's not just Parrotto. It's another guy who's tapped in Noah Hiles. But here's my question. I'm looking at the Pirates' top 10 prospects on MLB.com right now. Why wouldn't you give up some of these guys? So you got Tamar Johnson, who's a shortstop, second baseman, middle infielder. And then your next best position player prospect, Mitch Jebb, a shortstop. Jack Brannigan, shortstop, third base. Sung Che Cheng, who I'm sorry I butchered his name, a shortstop. How many shortstops do you need when you have O'Neill freaking Cruz, who you hope is going to be here for a long time? Then you look at the other prospects in their top 10. And just humor me for a second here, guys. Mike Burrows is 10th. He's a starting pitcher. Braxton Ashcroft, who all of a sudden is ascending through the ranks. He's been really good in a couple of appearances now at AAA after being promoted from AA, but he's a pitcher. Thomas Harrington, he's a pitcher. Anthony Solomato, he's a pitcher. Bubba Chandler, he's a pitcher. Point being, their top 10 prospects are pitchers and shortstops.
Right.
You've got a shortstop. You've got your top three starting pitchers in your rotation. You don't got to trade all your shortstops. You don't got to trade all your starting pitching prospects, but you can afford to trade a couple. These are your positions of strength at your big league club.
Right.
Where are you weak? First base and outfield.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
I'm not seeing outfield prospects or first base prospects in their top 10. And in fact, you got to go all the way down to 11 to find your first outfielder, and then 15 to find your second outfielder, and then you have to get all the way down to 19 to find your first base prospect.
Yeah, their middle infielders are young.
And you're set.
Yeah, like if you could play second and short, like you got that kind of locked up a little bit as it looks right now with Gonzalez and Cruz.
Yeah.
Like you
And it's not to say, Dor, not to cut you off, but like you can change these guys' positions, fair enough. But like, you know, Tamar Johnson, his value is at, you know, a middle infield spot.
Right.
And I'm not saying definitely trade Tamar Johnson or anything like that, but he would absolutely not be off the table for me.
For sure.
I just don't understand why you couldn't give up a Mike Burrows. And I realize he's coming back from Tommy John. He might not be all that highly sought after, but you get the point. Or a Jack Brannigan or a Mitch Jeb, for God's sakes. You acquire all these guys and you make little moves to get prospects so that they will supplement your big league club, but then so that you can also trade them off. And I can understand not wanting to give up a Bubba Chandler, who's your third best prospect, for a rental. Like, I get not giving up a top 10 guy for a rental.
Mm-hmm.
But would you give up a couple of top 10 guys for a year and a half of control for Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? You should. Would you not give up maybe even three top 10 prospects to get Luis Robert Jr., who's going to be here for about a handful of years? Like that
makes
where
more
I'm lost.
Sense.
Yes.
That makes more sense. Like if you were going to do it.
Right. Guys who will be here through this window. You want prospects because they're cheap and under control, but it's not. Here's the other thing. Like, the Pirates haven't been paying guys. Like, they actually have. Like, that criticism doesn't carry any water anymore. Mitch Keller, $77 million. Brian Reynolds, $100 million. Key Brian Hayes.
$70 million.
Yeah, $70 million. Like, they have actually paid guys. So what's adding one more $15 to $20 million player? When a guy like that would really transform things for you here and give you an opportunity, because when you wake up today, you're a half game out of a playoff spot.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.